Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Engelchuk, dictating an investigator report on Krista Jarrell, date of birth 7/29/1998, date of procedure April 18, 2024. Physicians, Dr. Evgeny Engelchuk, referring physicians, Dr. Manaz Khayyam. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies, and indication is nausea, comma, vomiting. Description procedure. Informed consent obtained. Period. Possible complication procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as possibility of missing lesions, such as an unnatural expensive patient period. The patient brought to endoscopy, so you place them off auto position. Sedation for anesthesia, nervous monitoring, and anesthesia care period. A well lubricated orifice video gastroscope is introduced into esophagus and advanced into direct vision to the a second portion of the duodenum. Very careful examination of the end of the duodenum bulb. Second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, and esophagus. Period electrical exudates obtained in the cardioperiod air section in the stomach. Full ultrasound period. Patient shall have procedure well without any complications. Findings. There was evidence of mild, subtle rings noted in the proximal metasophagus. Biopsies were obtained in the proximal metasophagus for further evaluation for EOE. Next line. The C line was mildly irregular, 40 centimeters from the bite block, with evidence of L grade A ulcerative esophagitis. Final biopsies were obtained in this area for astalgia. Next line. There was clear liquid noted in the stomach upon initially entering with insertion of the scope, comma. Lavage section was performed in order to reveal the underlying mucosa and safely proceed with the procedure. Next line, there was evidence of mild gastric erythema in the anterior body. Comma, biopsies are obtained for histology and through a light H. pylori. Next line, the duodenal bulb was mildly erythematous. Comma, biopsies are obtained for further evaluation. Next line. Otherwise, unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Comma, biopsies obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, plan follow up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend PPI daily for 8 weeks, given the esophagitis noted. Next line, if patient is positive for EOE, we'll need to discuss treatment. Next line, given retained liquid in the stomach and persistent nausea with vomiting, consider a gastric emptying study for further evaluation for gastroparesis. Next line, follow-up and office is previously scheduled. Thank you.